And it's Scott Simmons. We're here with Radio Real Estate today for, we're into September. Can you believe we're September 6, 2011. And I have Alex and
Janice.
Janice, you're going to have to move closer to your mic.
Thank
you. So we've got Alex and Janice in the studio. And Alex, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, sky's the limit, I guess, eh, Scott? basically, what I thought was...
you're going to have to get closer.
One of the things we can talk about is what's called faux finishing.
Faux finishing. What is faux finishing?
What is faux finishing? So Janice, my friend here, is a finisher. She's going to tell us what faux finishing actually is.
Thanks. well, let's start with the word. Faux is French for fake.
Right.
And well, finishing is with a medium I use called paint.
So it's basically what we're going to talk about today is finishing the inside of a house and walls and how you finish walls. And we're not talking about just drywall or paint. It's a premium finish, a premium look that somebody can do on the inside of the house.
Right.
Now, we do have some YouTube videos up like Alex's.
Right.
So if you type in Salt Spring Construction or Salt Spring Construction Alex, you can find it on video on YouTube.
Right. And so what it is that... You know, in elements of design, a wall is a wall is a wall. And if you don't own any art, or you have large wall spaces that can actually be kind of mundane, Janice, what would you say that could really improve the look of a house? And we're talking about, you know, minimum investment here. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. How would you say that somebody could just easily come in and change the look of their house for a reasonable price?
Yeah, when we look at the budget, we look at definitely different types of techniques that I can do, and they can range anywhere from $2 a square foot up to $10, $15 a square foot, and or just a set bid price. But a large wall, like the one you have in your house, your new house you built, for example,
mm-hmm.
that would have been a great wall that we could have taken that space and broke it up a bit by adding a simple glaze, which would look
right.
like a tea stain, basically, on your wall.
So we're talking about a feature wall in a
yeah.
house. You take the house, and it could be a plain wall, and add one dramatic big feature to make it just come alive. Then.
Yeah, as Alex and I call it, the wow factor.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of having just a dull box, a room, and say you had no view out or anything and no major focal point in the room, then you could really add some wow to a room.
Yeah, we take a theme, Scott. If someone has a theme that, say, they want to create a certain ambiance in their kitchen or their living room, we'll take that theme. We'll take that theme and we'll create a wall that takes them to that time and place.
Right. Okay, that's
yeah.
cool.
And for example, we've talked about, you know, bedrooms before and how, you know, how to improve the look of a bedroom. Well, a bedroom is just really four walls that really, you know, aren't too exciting, right?
And I don't think your mic's on, Alex. I don't know. We're missing a button here. You're going to have to...
Okay.
Oh, actually, hang on. Try it now.
Okay, check. One, two, three.
Okay, that's better. There.
Okay. So you take the four walls of a bedroom. Not very exciting, right? Maybe only one window in that room, maybe two. What we did at our place is we just did a really neutral, like a creamy color on the walls. And then I had Janice do one wall with no window facing north, but it did get some light cast from the windows that were facing east, and we call that a tea stain. And what it did is it really took a basic, boring, boxy little room and added the dramatic wow factor
right.
for almost, you know, for minimum dollar that really can improve the look of the house.
It's bringing the house up to a modern standard, making it something special, not just a
sure.
Like, I was out viewing houses today, and most of them are just so plain. They were built in the 70s, and there's nothing exciting about it. Now, how do you take a house like that and add some real wow, like some zing to, especially in something like if it's a plain dining room, for instance, with just, you know, normal little room. Now, what would you do to one wall? Let's say we had one wall, a fairly big wall. Now, how does the process work? Or what do we, let's try to describe it to the listeners.
Sure. Let's take and even go outside that box and look up to the ceiling.
Oh, okay, the ceiling,
right?
Too.
You can take, they might have a certain color in their rug they want brought up.
Right.
Which, when you look into a ceiling, you can take, it not only stops your eye view from the table, it takes your eye up to the wall, now up to the ceiling.
Right.
Right? So there's a wow factor there we can add in. We can take a simple wall that, say, they have a nice buffet sitting against. They want to maybe feature that buffet. So we throw in a nice Venetian plaster of a certain color.
Right.
It warms down the room. It gives some texture to the wall. And now we've got a different look already happening.
So now, how is this different than just regular paint?
Paint is a color.
Right. Now, this is making the wall into what? Like
action.
Yeah.
A feature, a theme, a look. Alex's wall is Venetian plaster. It looks like old Italian marble.
It looks like a marble wall. Like
right. It actually has marble dust in it, doesn't it, Janice?
Yes.
Right.
And even when you feel it, it can be smooth, but it can have like ripples in it. So it feels
and it's
like
cold.
It feels like a piece of marble instead of just a regular wall.
Right.
So if you had that one wall, you could just make it really come alive.
That's just one technique.
Oh,
we
okay.
can do reptile skins. I can do stone looks, any other type of texture looks.
Oh, really? So you could really do like...
It's unlimited. It's infinity.
So you're only really limited by your imagination.
Exactly.
So if you wanted to have this theme throughout the house, let's say you wanted to do a country western theme or something like that.
I've
done
that.
Kind of, the Spanish look was popular. I don't know if it is, but let's say you just want...
Yeah, hacienda style?
Yeah, let's say you wanted to add that. You could do that easily.
Yeah. Suede paints and texture paints that create certain warm looks. It's amazing. A suede paint makes you look like you just want to walk up to that wall and wrap yourself around it when really it would really hurt you.
Right.
But
yeah,
it's the look.
Exactly. And I enjoy, you know, in a basic space, creating depth.
Right.
And by adding the plaster, for example, or tea stains, you get multiple textures and you get multiple depths.
Right.
Right. So it's not just a boring, flat, one monotone colored wall. It actually comes alive.
There's dimension.
It throws out a dimension, another dimension to the square room. So as Janice was saying, you know, the sky's the limit. Any color you want. And when we were mixing our colors, in fact, and when we did our bathroom, if you go on Scott's YouTube, you can see the Shishi bathroom. The whole interior of that entire bathroom is 100% Venetian plaster on
right.
the walls.
It just makes a place go from mediocre kind of plain to stunning. And you
right.
just bring it up a notch. I mean, you're taking it way up and you're
100%.
Getting this high-end look that you just can't get normally with just mm-hmm. paint.
And if you have if you have kids or it's a high traffic area, not an issue. And Janice can explain how that can be an advantage to having plaster walls. Plus,
so,
having multiple colors like I have in
right.
the bathroom, it creates another dimension.
So, can you tell us about maybe one special house, Janice, that you did that really stands out in your mind? That
oh,
was
sure.
really, yeah.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Can you describe it?
Yes, on Vancouver. Realtor had an $8 million house with a media room that he wanted to be a wow, and that's my favorite word.
Those realtors make too much. how does a realtor get? It's not a 1% agent that has an $8 million house. Let me tell you.
I know, and at the bluff of a point.
Yeah.
And
wow.
his designer came up to me with a 2-inch by 4-inch piece of paper that was multicolored and said, do you think you could transform this look? He had 42 2-foot wide by 7-foot long panels on his ceiling. And I took that look from that paper and created it on that ceiling.
Wow.
It took a month and a half.
So were you up on scaffolding on your
scaffolding,
back?
Yeah. It was 10 kind of layers.
Like Leo da Vinci on your back.
It was my, you're right.
That's amazing.
One of my favorites.
So it took you a month and a half to do it. Wow. But just getting up there, moving the scaffolding, that's a
yeah,
lot of work.
Yeah, boys, come here. I need this one moved now over here. That's
yeah.
what it was all day. It was like I needed help all day with
so
just moving
So what did it look
that.
Like when it was done? Was it a color or look?
It was an A-frame ceiling with post and beam.
Right.
And in between the post and beam were these panels.
Right.
So they came down 7 feet because of the
oh,
length
okay.
of the ceiling, right?
And so what did it end up looking like at the
He
end?
Put in gargantuous leather couches with, and her lighting alone were $250,000 sconces. It made you feel like you had walked into the king's media room, like for a king.
Wow.
But a very dark ambiance because of all the colors were being chocolate browns and olive greens and deep golds, and it was
wow.
bronzes. It was very interesting.
So what colors did you put between the beams?
Do you want me to tell you
yeah.
all 10 of them?
Oh, they were all different colors.
Yeah, I had to layer to create this look from this paper because I can see through to color.
Right.
I don't know how I have this thing I can see through. And I could see what the bottom layer needed to be to end up to the top layer.
Wow, so it had this unique look.
Yeah, it was totally unique. Yeah.
So can you describe it a bit more?
It was 2-foot by 7-foot and it had... you know when you look up in the clouds and you see these fluffy clouds
oh,
sort
right,
of folding
right.
into each other?
Right.
Well, take these fluffy clouds and pretend they're all a different color.
Right.
And now they're folding into each other.
Wow. So that's how the ceiling looks. So it almost looked like clouds.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Fascinating.
With these huge beams separating each one. And then, of course, I can't create one panel to look like the next. I can keep the color consistent. So you look at this one panel and you're just mesmerized by every inch takes you a different place.
Wow.
Because you just can't stop looking at it. It's like, whoa, oh, wow, oh, wow. You know,
so it was almost like going into a European big building in Europe where it's all the ceilings are all painted with frescoes. I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
So really, no, I mean, you're right, Alex. I mean, depending on what you're doing and the look you're after and how much money you have,
right?
There's a lot of talented people on Salt Spring.
Oh, 100%.
I always get that email from customers thinking about moving here. They send this email, well, we're thinking about buying a house, and we notice that the houses aren't that nice. Are there carpenters on Salt Spring? Are there painters? Are there plumbers? It's like we have a collection of the world's best craftsmen on the island. I mean, some of the houses that we've built on this island are top flight anywhere in the world.
Oh, 100%. I mean, just look in the latest real estate guide, you know.
Yeah.
Blue Sky Architecture. Well, the sky's the limit.
Yeah. Right? I mean, some of the homes, when people have huge budgets, they can really...
Stone, granite, timbers. Yeah. I mean, you know, reclaimed timbers.
Yeah. But even if you don't have a huge budget, if you're just a regular mortal like we are, you can actually create something very special.
That's right.
And I like the whole theme idea, right? You know, like...
Yeah.
So say, for example, as was Janice mentioning, you have, say, a side table that you inherited from your great-grandmother or a dining room table that's really quite dramatic, and it's in its place, and you have the four walls in your dining room. Maybe there's a window...
I'll give you a story on that.
Give me a story. Yeah. Take a dining room, start with a table, four walls.
Oh, no, even better.
9-foot ceiling.
Inherited living room of safari themed furniture.
Okay.
Yeah, this lady received safari leopard skin chairs and all kinds of skin wrapped frames on pictures and end tables. And she goes, how can I make this blend? So she had one of those kitchens with a huge wraparound bar.
Right.
And all her cabinets. So her backsplash, all above her cabinets, and her whole wraparound bar, we did in snakeskin.
Snakeskin.
To bring it all together. And then we simple tea stain glaze in those same colors on her walls, warmed them up, and then warmed up her room.
Wow.
You didn't notice the furniture anymore.
So it was snakeskin. Can you explain that? Like, what do you mean it was snakeskin?
If you were to take a snake's skin and split it open and dry it.
Right.
We did what looked like multiple snakes' skins dried.
On the walls.
On her, yeah.
And how did it look? Cool?
Yeah, very cool.
It's just hard to...
Hard to imagine that.
It's hard
to... We can put that on the web. We should make a YouTube video of that picture, maybe. So I don't know.
Where was that on the island here?
No, it was in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, wow, cool.
She's got some fairly large samples, Scott. 2-foot by 3-foot large samples on card stock.
Right.
And maybe what would be interesting is to, you know, lay them out one day.
Right,
that'd
be cool.
Hold them up on some basic walls. Yep. And do a little snapshot of...
Oh, yeah,
Option, you know,
themes available.
That's the neat thing about the themes. When Janice came to my house, I sort of said to her, well, in a couple of places like my red wall, I started off with red because that's my favorite color, but you don't have to just go with one color.
Oh, red's your favorite color?
Yeah, well.
Oh, isn't that sweet, Alex?
I can't stand the sight of blood, but
you're the only straight guy I know in the world that red is your favorite color, and you're willing to say it out loud.
ABC.
You're supposed to say black, man.
Pink.
I'm a guy, black.
Black's a good color because it's every color, right? So I said to Janice, I said, well, Janice, here's your canvas.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a 7-foot by 11-foot wall.
Right. The one in the stairwell.
Flanked by solid floor, you know, wood floors, wood walls.
It looks freaky because when you're not used to seeing a wall like that, it's like you said, it becomes almost a work of art, the wall.
And that's the point, is that I didn't have any art to hang on this 7 by 11 wall. And the fact that there's a skylight straight above, just dropping natural light straight on it. And what's neat is that what you can do is this technique called marbling. So you actually...
We're just going to stop for a quick commercial break there, and we'll be right back after the words from our sponsor. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Salt Springs.